Hello, fellow Redbirds. Welcome to Bird Fans Forever, podcast number 59. Please follow us on our @BirdFansForever Twitter account to be notified of our latest podcast videos. Also, go visit our website, www.birdfansforever.com, where you can find a list of our previous podcasts. Finally, go visit Bird Fans Forever on YouTube and slam dunk that subscribe button. Our YouTube site has our Redbird game archive, where you can find a classic Redbird game to watch. John's been getting videotapes from friends of the podcast and has been transcribing them to our digital library. Our guest for this podcast played 4 years at West Virginia State. He coached at University of Southern Florida, Youngstown State, Virginia Military Institute, East Tennessee State, and Tennessee State. He's entering his second season as a Redbird coach and was promoted to associate head coach prior to this season. Please welcome to Bird Fans Forever, Redbird associate head coach, Jason Slay.
Hello and welcome to Bird Fans Forever, episode 59 with Coach Slay. Jason Slay, he played for West Virginia State for 4 years. He started his last three, and then he joined the Redbirds just last season as associate head coach. Jason, I get that right. Come on, Coach.
Yeah. Oh. You got it right. You're right. You got it right. And that was, just to clarify, I was an assistant last year and got the title this year.
Got the title this year. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for the cleanup. We've gotten to know Jason over the last 18 months. This has been awesome. I've been trying to get him on, and so this works out perfect with the schedule. They just had the exhibition game Saturday. They played well for an exhibition game. We'll call it well for an exhibition game. We're going to go check his head. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Coach, you know how this works.
Yeah.
First question, how'd you get to Illinois State?
I worked for a guy named Jared Calhoun at Youngstown State prior to my last stop at South Florida. I was at Youngstown State for 4 years. And is actually one of Coach Peden's good friends, Jared Calhoun, who is now the head coach at Utah State. So they were good friends. And at the time, last year, at the Final Four, I was actually looking for a job. And I met with Coach Peden. Did not know him. We played Ohio State when I was at Youngstown State, but I did not know him. But they would always be talking and always hear good things about Ryan Peden, always good things. Knew he was going to be a head coach during his time at Ohio State. And when we linked up at the Final Four and sat down and, you know, you call it an interview, but it was more a get to know. We kind of hit it off. We hit it off very well, very lengthy conversation about life, about basketball, to everything. And I think it was just kind of a match. To what I was looking for, what I wanted to join, and what he was looking for as well from an assistant and what he needed to do. So we hit it off pretty good. We had a few more conversations over the next couple of days. And then, the Final Four ends on Monday. I think he called me on Wednesday on his way back from the Final Four, and he offered the job, and I took it on the spot, and it's been really good ever since. So I'm fortunate, so blessed to be here, again, part of this situation that we're doing right now, guys. Fortunate and grateful to be a part of this. We love it here at Illinois State, my family and I. We love Normal, Bloomington Normal, and again, very excited about the basketball situation. So very fortunate for Coach Peden to give me this opportunity.
So you didn't even take a visit like a player would, right?
No, I started calling guys. My former boss at South Florida is from Chicago. And obviously he was talking to Coach Peden on my behalf. Right. And then I started calling guys that I knew that was from Chicago. And I said, tell me about Bloomington Normal. And obviously they told me. And no, the first time I came here, I got off the plane. I was already an employee. So, yeah.
All right, we off air, we kind of reminded you, Coach, you were going to get into a little bit of your playing details. So, Sweet 16, what, three times, your freshman, your junior, and your senior year, you started. Let's start talking about your playing days.
Yeah, so played Division II basketball at West Virginia State University. Blessing. I had actually committed to Marshall University to play. That's where my brother played at. He was one of the best players ever played there. I was going to go there. The coach resigned after my senior year. So I didn't commit to West Virginia State until like June, which again, we started school in August. So again, true blessing, but went on and I actually redshirted my first year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I played and was fortunate to be a four-year captain. It was kind of like the first time in program history, a four-year captain. And it was not because I was the best player or even near being the best player, but I think I had some coaching qualities and wasn't afraid to speak up and do things like that, all the little things. And I think I got my players' attention, my teammates' attention at the time. And went on to have a great career, won a lot of games, won over 25-plus games. As we said, Sweet 16, three out of the 4 years. Really cool experiences. I actually just went back 2 weeks ago because two of my teammates went to the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and I wanted to be there for them. Yeah,
yeah,
so super, super fortunate. The coach that coached me is still there. And that's actually where I started my coaching career as well. So as soon as I finished playing, I was fortunate enough to start my coaching career there. So West Virginia State is a true place for me, a special place in my heart. So hour away from my hometown in Beckley, West Virginia, where I grew up. So I'm a Yellow Jacket for life, for sure.
All right, so let's start talking about your coaching. So you get on to your alma mater as coach, and then where do you, how long are you there, and then where do you go next?
Yeah, so please work with me on this, guys. I've had a lot of stops. So this is my ninth school in 16 years of coaching. So I went to West Virginia State. I started my career at West Virginia State. I did there for 4 years. And then I wanted to make the Division I jump. And the way of doing that was a prep school at the time. So I went to Hargrave Military Academy for 1 year, where I coach Montrezl Harrell, Terry Rozier, two guys in the NBA now.
Yeah.
And that boosted me just through the connections. That boosted me to get my Division I jobs. I did 6 months at Georgia Southern as director of basketball operations. And then the other 6 months, an assistant job came open at Tennessee State. So I went to Tennessee State for the other half of the year.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went to East Tennessee State, and that's where I met my wife at. She was an assistant on the women's side at the time.
Very cool.
And I was just there 1 year. Then I go to Virginia Military Institute for 2 years, and then Youngstown State for four, South Florida for two, and now I'm on my second year here. So it's been a journey, but a cool journey, and I learned a lot along the way.
So your daughter's going to be hooping no matter what. Are you going to be, do you have a little one of those little Nerf little kid hoop things already set up in the, because she's two.
Yeah. John, yes. Come on, man. You know that.
Oh, my God. My poor kids had no choice, right? They
were
in the basketball. They were dunking. And
My wife was a heck of a player, and obviously she coached. So we have one downstairs. We have one upstairs. We have one outside. she has no choice. It was pretty cool after our scrimmage the other day. Our photographer, Dayton, she took pictures of my daughter dribbling on the court. And she was like in a real low athletic stance. And I said, okay, here we go. So she's on her way.
On her way.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. So it's the third year under Coach Peden's tenure. And I think one thing we can say is that the schedule gets amped up a little bit each year. And, you know, looking at the schedule this year, there's some good challenges on there. So, you know, kind of looking forward to it. And I looked at a couple games. I just want to talk to you about that and get your opinion. So one of the games I'm really looking forward to is SLU coming into Redbird. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some ex-Indiana State players coach there. Talk about that game. And then another one that's on the schedule is that tournament. It's got some good quality teams in there. So maybe talk about a little bit about the non-conference schedule and those things in particular.
Yeah, well, I'll start because, you know, as a coach, we don't overlook anything. And we're right now preparing for UT Martin. Again, they're a brand new team, new coach, a bunch of new players. So we're preparing for them, obviously not overlooking them. And then we go to North Dakota State, which, you know, they're picked at the top of their league. They have one of our former players. We have one of theirs. So that'd be a lot going on there, which, again, really good team. And then Ohio we have at home, who's picked to win the MAC. So starting right off the gate, you know, we have to be ready. We have to be prepared. But going to the SLU game, you know, It, we went down there last year, but I didn't realize how much it meant to people here and just basketball fans about them coming into CEFQ Arena. And then obviously the, with the little added spice to it with Indiana State, half the roster and the coaching staff being there now and what happened last year at Indiana State. Yeah. I think they'll be prepared for us a little more, but we're super excited about that. Again, to get an A-10 opponent to come here and take on that challenge in year three is, you know, everything you want to ask for. So we'll be prepared for that. And then going to the Virgin Islands is going to be a true challenge. You know, we start off with McNeese State, who, you know, they're a really talented team. So, again, we have our work cut out in a non-conference. So, again, we're preparing every day for every opponent, you know. So we're excited, though, because now it's less than a week away, and we're ready to get going.
And you got a nice little road trip to Cornell, which is – they've done pretty well recently, too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, my former boss at VMI, his brother is the head coach at Cornell, so some familiarity there. But, you know, that's right before Christmas. That's traveling up to Ithaca, New York, which our half our guys probably don't even know where that is.
Right.
So again, that'd be a true challenge. So our non-conference schedule, we love it. It's challenging, and again, try to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and you know, when I look at it, it may not be filled with a whole bunch of P5s, but if you know your basketball, there's a lot of good quality games this year. Lot.
Yeah, for sure. As we mentioned, I mean, North Dakota State, Ohio. Again, we're not passing up on any opponents. UT Martin to start off, you know, first game of the season, and then going over to the Virgin Islands. Depending on who we, you know, win and lose, who we play, it's a great tournament, great setup. And then obviously SLU, Cornell. I mean, it's a challenging schedule before you get into conference, and then we throw in the Belmont in there. Before we get into, you know, all conference games after Christmas.
Yeah, and just for fun of it, Coach puts another in-state rival and puts Northern in there too, just for the
fun. Of course, yeah, of course. And they'll be very good. They'll be very good, yeah. So, again, not overlooking anyone.
Yeah. And so then you guys are – the poll came out. You guys are picked fourth this year.
Okay. Yeah.
Bradley's picked first. Most of the polls have them picked first. But after that, it's all over the place. I mean, there's been a lot of turnover in the Valley.
Yeah.
Players, coaches. It's going to look a little bit different this year than it has in the past. You want to talk, just got some thoughts on the Valley?
Well, that's the thing. That's why we feel like we can take advantage of. Yes, we're picked fourth, but, you know, preseason polls is preseason polls. Finished last year seventh, so we expect to be in the top four. Not only with our roster and being year three with our culture established with what Coach Peden has done with that, but also, too, the turnover and the change. I mean, you take the top three all-league guys, and then you have the newcomer year team. That's 18 guys, 16 out of 18 transferred out. So it's brand new, like Northern Iowa, all respect to them, but they're picked second, but they have a brand new team. And then we feel like it's wide open for us to come in and take advantage of. So, that's a part of our, process of thinking we can be successful. So again, it all plays a part in it, but, it's a wide open league, but I will say this, it's a great league, coming into it last year. I, you know, always respected it from far out, but I didn't realize how good it was. It's a really good league. I mean, we were top 10 league in the country last year. And again, it's a lot of good basketball, a lot of good coaching. So a very respected league that, again, we feel like we're in position to be one of the top teams. And you know how it is. We want to be in St. Louis playing on that Sunday. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. We want to be holding a trophy up on Sunday.
That's
so
right.
That we're getting ready for the CBS show on the next Sunday, right?
Selection show. Sunday. Yeah, wow. For sure. Yeah. That's the goal. Yeah.
So contrary to it, Mr. Pemberton always thinks that the Missouri Valley, I mean, it's known for its guards and guard play and stuff like that. We got some good experience coming back in that position. Okay, John. we got some good experience coming back in at that position. So you want to talk about some of the returning players and give some thoughts there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think everybody saw what Johnny did last year as a freshman coming along the second half of the season. And again, he's gotten a lot stronger, a lot better. He's spent a lot of time with Coach Doc of watching film and really working on his game. So again, expecting him to have a big year. Dalton Banks is another one that obviously he came along as a Southern Illinois transfer last year, was hurt some of the season last year, but he's been healthy. And again, high expectations from him. And then another guy is Malachi Poindexter, who has had a great, great summer and fall in practice. So again, and he's picked second team all league. So high expectations for all three of those guys, not only to have successful seasons, but to lead us because they know our culture. Malachi is the only player that's been here with Coach Pete the whole time. So again, high expectations for those guys. And then obviously the pieces we've added should fit in well with our success of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and Coach, we're starting to hit the – we'll make sure we get all the players here, help you out here. Talk about – we'll hit Zero and Jack, freshman coming off the bench. I saw him at the girls' game on Sunday, and he pulls from the three with a – we were always taught to go down the court a couple times, break a little bit of a sweat before you pull the trigger. He didn't wait, did he?
No, he didn't. I mean, as soon as he came into the game, but that's what he does, guys. Number one, he's a gym rat. But, you know, when we recruit him, we know he could do it. But you know how it is. As a freshman, it's always an adjustment. But the way he gets his shot off and he's 6'8 doing it, again, he's an elite shooter. So we are expecting good things from him. But not only that, but a great kid, too. Like, he was in my office for 2 hours a day watching film, just trying to absorb and learn everything. So he'll be a good player for Illinois State.
So that was a point of emphasis, was the three-point shooting, improving the three-point shooting.
We know, guys.
But let's not talk about last year. Let's talk about this year, right?
Yeah.
Some of the expectations and why we think it's going to be so much better than last year.
Yeah. I think the first thing we addressed was the shooting. You know, Coach Beaton is an offensive coach. So like 29.8% wasn't going to cut it. So that's the first thing we did, was we addressed that in the portal with Bowden Scumberg, who came from North Dakota State, shot 36% from three last year. In conference guy, and Landon Wolf, who shot 43% for his career at Northern Iowa. And then he's been great thus far. Caden Bozier, who shot 41% over his career at Division II school. And then we also have Cameron Barnes, who was a portal transfer kid that's a 6'10 athlete. And then obviously Jack Doherty with the freshman class, and along with Cade Norris. So we addressed the shooting. Again, I think our culture is in place, so that's what kind of drives us. We got great kids who do what they're supposed to do on and off the court. And then, again, we think we're a pretty talented group with you know, even our inside presence with Chase Walker and Brandon Lieb, and Caden Bozier play that position as well. So we feel like we got a well-rounded team, a lot of pieces. I think we'll look a lot different this year. We'll play a little faster. We'll be a little more open floor, and, you know, a lot of space, and playing for each other. So, again, I think the roster is everything we wanted to do. Now we just got to go out and do it.
Yeah. All right, so it's a big – I saw Chase yesterday, right? And so, man, he showed a little bit of fight there, getting that technical. Now, I know we don't like technicals, so coaches say, but, I mean, he wasn't going to get pushed around at all, right? And so...
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, Chase...
So what did you guys give him a little chit-chat on that one, how to deal with that? Because it's tough. He's really, you know, got... He's a sophomore coming in with limited minutes as a freshman, right?
So, exactly. Right. That's what we have to keep in perspective. You know, we have high expectations for Chase, and we feel like Chase is going to have a great year. But he is still a sophomore that, like you say, played limited minutes last year behind Miles Foster. So,
absolutely.
Again, it's going to be a process. So, no, we're super positive with him, but we are holding him accountable and showing him the things that he needs to get better at, along with everybody else. But one of the things with Chase is we need him on the floor. So channeling his energy and not fouling is a huge piece for him to grow in, which, you know, he is doing, though.
Yeah. And he also told me you guys hadn't had a chance to work on double team it into the post.
No, right? We didn't. Yeah, we didn't. And it's funny, we double team a little bit ourselves, yeah. But not the way that they did it. Lewis did it the other day. So, and we was designed that way where we didn't show our whole package. We didn't go over everything. Right. It was actually, Coach said it to the guys today. It was a blessing of what happened that the game was close and we had a lot of film to work through today. So hopefully that benefits us in the long run.
Absolutely, because you don't need a 40-point blowout because then you don't see anything of value, right? Exactly. How do you work on the little things, and it's the video and all those little things. All right, so I'm just keeping track on our list here so we make sure we get everybody. How's Jordan Davis's health, right? He struggled last year staying healthy. He had the hand, and then he got sick, and the poor guy just couldn't get a break.
Yeah.
How's his health this year, and how's he looking?
Yeah, he's doing tremendous. You know, we challenged Jordan on a couple of things of being our best defensive player, and we're challenging him on that every day, and then making shots for us, you know, making three-point shots. So Jordan has taken on the challenge. He's actually, he's been healthy. He had a little nick where he had surgery late in the summer where he had to sit out about a month, but he's came back, and he's been injury-free, knock on wood. And, again, we expect him to be a huge part of our success, but, Jordan's been good. Jordan's been good.
Good, good, good. I love Brandon's three dunks. Unlike last year, he didn't always go super hard this time. Yeah. Loved it that he was up there like, everybody get out of my way. 'Cause I'm coming through. Right.
Yeah.
So talk about him a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we need him. We need him. And again, in a great way, Coach and our staff have challenged him. Along with giving him confidence, because I don't know if he's had it. You know, he was named the captain for us. He's never been in that position to be held accountable the way he has. And a big compliment to him and our strength and conditioning and nutrition staff. He put on 30 pounds since he's been here. So I think that's why you see a difference in him. But again, we expect a lot out of Brandon. So he'll play a valuable role for us of, you know, we need him to rebound. We need him to make shots around the basket, and we need him to be a connector for us.
Yeah, yeah. And he did that in the exhibition game. It was very, very cool. All right, Ty Blake, walk on from normal.
Yeah, yeah. Ty is the ultimate teammate. His birthday is tomorrow, by the way. but Ty's the ultimate teammate. You know, he has so much pride in putting the Illinois State across his chest every day. So Ty's a huge part of, you know, what we're trying to do here. All the guys love him. So again, we love Ty Blake. We love Ty Blake.
All right. You kind of glossed over Bowden. He didn't dress for the game on Saturday. Hopefully nothing's really major. So.
Yeah. Nothing major. Nothing major. He just had a tight hamstring, and you know, our hamstrings are, we didn't want to, you know, challenge it too much. We want him to be healthy on Monday, but we expect him to be full throttle and ready to go when we play UT Martin. But just wanted to be cautious from John Munn. We all on the same page about it, but nothing serious there. Again, he's been great since he's been here, and we're expecting a lot out of him.
Well, you're also talking about a young man who has got 4 years of playing experience.
Yeah.
Right? You're not talking a freshman who is going to need that groove time, right, to get ready to go. He's already done this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Let's talk about his offensive game, though. He's a player, though, that can score at all levels, right? Like,
yeah.
Outside,
yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, for sure. So he, you know, we played him last year, and he averaged 14 a game, was our leading scorer at North Dakota State last year. But the one thing that he, you know, you've been around him every day, he's a great facilitator. He can get in the paint and very smart player. So he finds guys easy to play with. But yes, one of the things that we actually had on the scouting report about him last year was like he was our main post-up guy last year. So at his size at 6'5", he can really post smaller guys up and score around the basket or just make the right play out of it. So we'll use him in multiple ways. And obviously he can shoot the ball. So he kind of a jack of all trades. So it's not one thing that he really stands out at, but again, we expect a lot out of him.
Love that. All right, let's talk Ty Pence, right? Saw him yesterday, looked a lot better. Wasn't making any of the, dare I say, freshman mistakes of not opening up and turning his head. It looks like that's all. Hey, I was horrible at it, right? We were all, Jason, yeah. You did it too, right? Yeah. That's the reason freshmen are playing 7-8 minutes because you're getting yanked out. Okay, you got to do this. So yeah, it looked a lot better. So talk about Ty.
Ty has, he has really grown. Again, Ty, we knew our expectations with Ty. And again, we challenged him in a great way, but Ty has really taken on getting better and making the adjustments he needs to make. And I thought it was just, like you say, Ben, the speed of the game and just trying to catch up on everything. The Valley's a good league, so we threw him in the fire right away. But he's made his adjustments. He's been really good in practice. And we're expecting a lot of big things out of Ty. Ty be a valuable piece to our puzzle here. And a great kid, great young man. So we're excited about Ty.
Talk Cameron Barnes. How has he made the adjustment to coming out of Ole Miss?
Talented kid. He 6'10", athletic, and he's different. That's part of the reason why we recruit him. He's different from anybody else. If I could compare him to anybody, but he's a little taller, but Kendall Lewis type. Again, long, agile, athletic, and we didn't have that on our roster, so. He can stand out in that way. Cam, again, he's a work in progress. You know, he's a young kid and with no experience, so he's really like a freshman again. But obviously got a lot of good coaching under Coach Beard and that staff at Ole Miss. So, again, Cam will continue to get better, and Cam will be a nice piece of the puzzle.
And speaking of Kendall Lewis, he's playing overseas, and he was on our show. He's episode 54. We love Kendall. So,
wow. Yeah. And he's having a baby November 30th.
He's going to be dad.
He's going to be a dad. Yeah. So excited for him. Kendall's one of my most favorite players I've ever coached. Yeah.
Love Kendall. All right. So let's talk Nick Feather, and we'll come back and hit the cards. We're doing the bigs first because, Jason, I'm sorry. It all comes from us, right?
Nick Feather,
walk on from Hayworth.
Yeah. So Feather, he's another one. Like, he's just – the guys have just gravitated to him, and it's just like – it feel like Feather's been here for 3 years. We love Feather. I always tease him because he got this little calm over haircut, and he's always flipping his hair, but – Feather's a big boy, you know. Feather's 6'8", 280 pounds. And he actually had a hip surgery late in the summer. So he's been working his way back, and he actually just got back on the floor just this past week. So, again, he's a work in progress, but great, great kid and fits in well with our culture.
All right, Caden Bozer. Talk about him. I saw him in practice when I came to – sit in on practice a couple Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
And love his fifth year mentality and education, right?
He
got a couple of the young kids up off of some fakes, and I was like, ooh, you got to find your feet, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You see, John, you're right on. Super crafty player. Like, he's one of those five men that can dribble off the bounce. He can really pass, and then just super skilled. So, again, we expect him to make a lot of threes for us. He's 41% for his career. At his last school, so we expect that to translate over. So pick and pop, he'll be a mismatch situation there. And just his experience alone, you know, he's easy to coach because he's in the right spots. He knows how to come in and approach every day of getting better. So he'll be a huge piece of the puzzle.
And we hit on Chase, so we will slide back to the top. You kind of went over Malachi quick, so let's hit Malachi, right? He's going to be the rock, right? We're going to need him to lead, and lead. Right?
Yes. I just told him today he has to be a two-way player for us. So defensively and offensively, he's got to be one of our top guys, in which he's taken on that challenge. Yeah. He's expecting a big year from himself. He's grown up a lot, and Malachi is one of them guys that, like, he can make tough shots. He can really shoot the ball. So we're giving, you know, him all the keys to be successful and help us be successful.
Good. All right. You glanced over Cade Norris. Let's talk about freshman.
Yeah. So that's another jack of all trades. He's 6'4", 205 pounds, and just does not look like a freshman. Even if you come watch us, he's a coach's son too. It's a basketball family. His brother was on a Sweet 16 team at Loyola. He has another brother that plays at Wright State. His dad coached him in high school. So, cerebral wise, he's, you know, he doesn't miss a beat. Again, him and Jack being freshmen, you wouldn't think they're freshmen if you came to one of our practices. I think with him, We can use him at multiple spots, and again, he can do a lot of different things. So we're really high on Cade.
Yeah, I was really impressed with all your freshmen at practice and how quickly. I don't know about you, Jason, but I know my first year, first 3 weeks of preseason practice, right before the season, I was lost half the time.
Yeah, drills, right? Of course. Yeah.
They did not seem lost at all. And no. So I was very jealous of that watching them.
Yeah.
Glance over our boy, Dalton Bank. Yeah. Fifth year senior.
Yeah.
Played at a really crappy school down south.
Yeah.
To just close and go away. Nobody would ever worry about Southern. And so for everybody knows me, I am the one Pemberton that went to ISU, and there's 100 of us that went to Southern. My dad, my mom, my
brother. Oh, really?
My dad played football and swam for Southern Illinois University.
Wow. So, wow.
Yeah. My parents paraded me in the late early 80s around Southern every summer, and Southern just had wanted nothing to do with me. So.
Wow. Wow. So I didn't know that about you, John.
So, yeah. So let's talk about Dalton.
Yeah, again, fifth year, a lot of experience. The main thing is he's healthy. He's been healthy. You know, he missed all summer when he first came here last year. So to have a summer of getting better, and again, he's one of those guys is just a gym rat, always trying to get better, watching film, doing all the little things, taking care of his body. We expecting a big year from him. You know, we need him. He's a captain for us. And he's been really good on both sides of the floor, offensively and defensively. He's been really good for us. So big year for Dalton Banks.
Absolutely. And, of course, Landon Wolf played out of his mind first game in Redbird,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
From a really crappy school in Iowa, and comes here. And you could tell that I don't like anybody in the Valley, and so it's okay. I really don't. And so, he played well.
Yeah, he can really, really shoot. And again, that's what we knew about him. But Landon has a twitch that he plays extremely hard. We actually use the word like he's a little crazy, and like he, you know, just diving on the floor for loose balls and bringing energy to our team. That's something you know you don't know when you're in the portal until you get around these guys every day. So he's been a pleasant surprise in that category. And obviously when he's making shots, he's lights out. And just a great fit. Again, he fits in the locker room. He loves our guys. He loves it here. His parents are always here. I just told him the other day they look good in red instead of that purple. So Landon, we expecting big things from.
He's the type of guy that you love to have on your team, but you don't want on the other side.
Yeah, for sure,
right?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, he went up and dunked one on in practice the other day, and you know, again, just he can do multiple things. He's not just a shooter.
All right, you glance over Johnny. We know what he could do from last year. What has he added to his game this year?
I would say strength and playmaking ability. You know, we actually needed him to score. You know, our scoring last year. So we needed him
struggled
to score.
A little bit.
Yeah, so now having more pieces to the puzzle that can do multiple things and score the ball, we're expecting him to do both now, you know, facilitate and he's an all-time team player, so facilitate and score the ball. But his strength is the biggest thing that's been noticeable to where he can guard other people because, you know, sometimes he got caught where he's a smaller guy and lack of strength last year. He got caught in some tough situations defensively. But I think he's addressed that. And, you know, Johnny's the man. Johnny's the man. We love him. And, you know, he'll have a great year.
Yeah, I thought he distributed the ball very well. And at times almost passed up a couple shots. I was yelling from the box, you ought to take. I get it, right? We're in an exhibition that happens. But, man, he picked his points his points on the floor to take those shots,
mm-hmm.
but then also did a really good job of moving that ball around and getting other people involved, right?
Yeah.
And in the Valley, you can't have a single scorer, I mean, unless you got Hersey Hawkins or somebody like that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Johnny's a tough kid. So whatever we ask of him, he does.
Hey, Coach, you just went through the team, and you know, one of the things – I kind of think about it, is the teams, the compositions look a lot different, right? You address the three-point shooting. But you got a much more versatile team this year. Yeah. And so let's talk about how that versatility, how you can use that, and then perhaps how it looks different when you guys are running the offense.
Yeah. Well, first of all, a compliment to Coach Pete and Coach Doc, who does our offense. You know, we addressed it with the recruiting piece, but now having the guys here, we want to play faster. You know, we were one of the slowest teams in the league last year, so we just want to play faster and use that versatility to create more shots. I think you'll see more open floor, open space. You'll see more threes taken. But at the same time, you know, we still want to utilize our posts. We still want to utilize Chase. We still want to utilize Lieb. You know, because Chase is, he's a load in there and he's left-handed. But also, we feel like that benefits us because now we can space the floor and now they have to guard him one-on-one. But, yeah, our versatility, you know, we have a bunch of from 6'4 to 6'7 guys that kind of positionless players. So, again, we expect to use that to our advantage because, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, we're not as big. And, you know, from a defensive standpoint, Coach Judd and I, defensive rebounding will be a challenge for us, but we just feel like we have to do that collectively. But, yeah, we'll look different. I think we'll create more possessions. Just, you know, just off the other day, you know, we score in the 70s, and, we, you know, we didn't do that as much last year just because we play a little slower. So I think the pace of play for sure, more threes taken, and then just multiple guys doing multiple things will be a difference for us this year.
The one thing I noticed when Chase was in high school and I think could fit well in the style you're talking about is he's a good passer for a big.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And that could really open the game up too, the inside out and people moving the floor, especially when you got that. I mean, I don't know if it's like Indiana State, but when you look at Indiana State last year, right? I mean, they had four of those players you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Played all over the place, and then they had the big that could shoot it. But he was a good passer too, and that makes a big difference in the flow of the game.
Oh man, you're spot on, Steve. He, you know, he's not only a good passer, but he's unselfish. So like he is not trying, doesn't have his own agenda, or whatever. So he's, you know, trying to make the right play every time. And I go back to it; he's left-handed, which is I'm a lefty, so that's very uncommon, you know. So to be able to be on that block and kick it out with his left hand, I think we'll see a lot of that this year. And I, again, if we're making shots and trying to stop him at the same time, I think it'll work to our benefit. But really good passer, really smart. So again, Chase, we'll use him in a lot of different ways, not just scoring the ball in the post.
Yeah. So another thing that looks different this year than last year is just the physiques on the players and the transformation that's happened. And I know we talked a little bit about last year, but I think this year is even, the change is even more remarkable, okay? The Valley, even though it's a mid-major, I think it's a very physical league compared to other mid-major leagues. Like if you look at the Ohio Valley and some other ones, they are not nearly as physical.
Yeah.
And I think that's gonna help a lot. So talk about some of the emphasis on that and transformations that are happening.
Well, I go back to myself. I've been in six different leagues, and it is one of the most physical leagues I've ever been a part of. But also with that, as I said earlier, this is my ninth school. I've never seen the transformations that I've seen here. And I go back to it. I start with Coach Pete, and it's just, you know, it's very important to him as far as the strength and conditioning and the nutrition piece is very important. Obviously, being at Ohio State, he got a great look at that. We do not have Ohio State's budget, but we try to do that to our best of our ability of feeding our guys, taking care of our guys, and monitoring our guys. And then I give the credit to Ryan Swenson, our strength and conditioning coach, and our nutritionist, Sarah Wright. They've been tremendous. Like Sarah is probably Chase's best friend right now. She helps him with his nutrition on an everyday basis. And it's not just a 9-to-5 job for her. She really pours into our guys. And then obviously Coach Swentz is always with us and, you know, monitoring our guys. Like, so it's unbelievable because two contrasting situations is, you know, Brandon Lieb going from 217 actually to 250 over 15 months. And then Chase going from 320 to 275, flipping it the opposite way, and in all healthy ways. Johnny has put on tremendous weight. Ty Pence has shaved down his body fat. Just all little detailed things to where I go back to Coach Peden. Like, we sit down and we go through each guy, and you know, we have their picture up there, and what do they need to do eating wise? We check their weights every day. So it's super, super important to us. But it's a compliment to the guys of following the game plan. But you know how it is. They get in the weight room and they start seeing results. Now Chase can't keep his shirt on. He just constantly wants to take his shirt off. Johnny, I mean, it's, you know, 30 degrees outside and he's walking around. And he has his shirt off in the arena. So, you know, they see the results. So now they want more of it, and they're bought into it. So, again, just from my eyes only, it is, the transformations have been unbelievable, and hopefully that pays benefit.
Yeah, totally. Totally. All right, Coach, this is where we kind of wrap this up. My daughter is a public defender. We call this closing arguments. This is where you get to kind of say your thing. So here we go, Coach.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm super grateful for this opportunity to do this with you guys, you know. Pim, you have been a part of this program, and you know, one of the best players ever played here. So huge respect, and obviously John and Steve, again, so super grateful to do this. Guys, we're expecting a big year. It's year three for Coach Peden. We have our culture established. We have a good team. The league is wide open. So we're excited to get started on Monday. You know, we've prepared, and we have a tight-knit group. We have great kids. So I hope that everybody can come out and support and be a part of this Redbird, the journey that we're about to go on here, because here we go. It's starting. So excited to be here, excited to have this opportunity to coach these guys, and excited to be a part of this community. So go Redbirds.
Go Redbirds.
Yeah.
Coach, think. Yeah, we're all
Let's
ready.
Go. Let's go. Let's go, guys. Yeah. Let's go.
All right, so Coach, thank you for being on episode 59 of Bird Fans Forever with Coach Slay, John Diner.